J Day for breakfast, Phil Collins, our Triple M. Welcome to Monday morning. Heading for our top today, 25 degrees, as we just mentioned before. One of our fave guests on the show over the last few years now, a couple of years, Steve Smith from Mackay Police jumps into the studio for Cop Chat, as he does on a Wednesday, now on a Monday. Good to see you again this morning, mate. Thanks for joining us.
No worries, great to come in, thanks.
He still keeps coming in, which is good to see.
But gives us information that we wouldn't have even thought of, Dave. Now, you came up with this topic this morning, and I thought that's a great idea to talk about, because I didn't know anything about this either.
It's about if you're summoned to appear in court as a witness or something like that, what's the process? What happens?
Wow, it's a long process, but we can explain it really quite briefly. So if you're ever in a situation, let's use an example, that you've witnessed maybe a serious traffic crash or an assault.
Yep.
And in those initial police investigations, they've identified that you're a witness. You're someone who's seen something that's important and useful.
Yep.
So the first stage from that is that you will be sitting down with the police officer in a police station or a building somewhere, and they're going to be typing up a statement from you. Now, depending on whether or not they can type and touch type, that can be something that takes 30 minutes or 3 hours. Can either of you two touch type?
Dave's a two-finger typer, so he's like A,
that's,
B.
That's Nigel as well.
You can actually get an app that it's a voice to text.
Yes, that's correct. They're becoming really common.
Yeah.
So you give your version. It's typed. A statement is typed, and the prosecution process, if that's the way it goes, leads to a point where a hearing is going to happen.
Mm.
So this means that we're all going to court.
Sure.
All of the witnesses, police officers, etc. You might be appearing in front of a magistrate.
Is that the person who wears the wig?
No,
okay.
But if you're appearing in front of a judge and jury, then you're going to be seeing people who are wearing the horsehair wigs, yes.
Okay, yeah, right, okay.
So I know it's real life. That's what you see.
I've seen a lot of movies, and that we always see those people wearing those big wigs. So I think but this is good to talk about, because we only see what we see on the TV and movies.
Exactly.
We don't know what actually happens.
To know what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if you're going as a witness in that situation, the police officers are going to subpoena you as a witness. Now, there's two reasons why we do that. One is that if you're a person who works, then you're covered.
Yeah.
You can't be sacked for not attendance at work on that day because you're actually compelled to attend as a witness legally. There's nothing that can happen.
That was actually one of my questions I wanted to bring up. Do you get the full pay from your employer, or is it just like a day off?
It's my understanding that there's a set rate that the Department of Justice will pay witnesses. It's not like if you're a doctor, you're not going to be given the same rate of pay.
Damn.
But there's a set rate of pay that applies for a person. So you're going to court.
Yep.
You're a witness. You've seen something. And as a police officer, from our point of view, it's our responsibility to try and explain as much as possible so that when you are going in, that there's no surprises and you know what to do, where everything is, what you're going to see, and the best way to approach it, because 99% of people have never gone to court in their life.
Yes.
I've always thought that there were three rules. There are three things I try and emphasize to people if they're appearing in court as a witness, regardless of whether it's a magistrate or judge and jury. One is you're going to be nervous. You're going to be
nervous.
Police officers are nervous always too.
So it's important to have a nervous pee beforehand.
Don't joke.
This is a thing.
I've been told that you're knocking back all of those cough lollies as well. So we offer that advice in general. But what I say to people, and what seems to be a standard rule amongst police, is when you're sitting and you're giving evidence as a witness, one is don't be rushed. Don't let yourself be rushed. Whenever you're asked a question, you take your time and consider your response before you give it. Number two is whatever you say, it's always got to be the truth. You must tell the truth.
Because that line, this could be used against you in a court of law, right?
Well, if you say something that's deliberately inaccurate, you've got a problem.
Yes.
So there's a difference between saying something that could be mistaken and saying something that is deliberately...
If you're trying to steer off the truth from the track, then that can be...
Exactly.
That can land you in a whole heap of trouble.
But what if you forget stuff very easily?
Like Dave.
That happens. I mean, especially if you're talking about something, sometimes when you're appearing in court, the incident itself might have happened 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So over the course of time, you might have forgotten some things. And I think that's it's not expected, but it's accepted that that happens. Your memory's not perfect. No one's memory is perfect.
Mm.
So the final category that I say to say to people, aside from telling the truth, you know, not being rushed, is, you know what, I've forgotten what the final point is now. I'm sitting here
myself. Okay. All right. No, that's fair.
We took him off track.
If you could
we
just go to the yard to, Your Honour, I've forgotten.
And it does inspect it.
That's exactly what exactly I'm getting right. at. Yeah, so yeah. If you don't know the answer to a question,
yes.
that's what you say.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, that just because you're asked a question, sometimes witnesses feel compelled that they have to answer. But yeah. that's not the way. So if I don't know the answer to a question, that's what I tell the court. That's what I tell the barrister or the prosecutor or the jury. I say, I don't know the answer. And there's nothing wrong with saying that. So okay. those are the three rules. Does that make sense? Does
100,
that
make sense? Yeah. More yeah. than what I've... And I think hearing it from somebody who knows the stuff probably makes it easier to understand.
Yeah.
Is it true that, like, when you... if you've been asked a question... Can you bring in your solicitor or your lawyer or whoever it is like that? Can if you've been questioned, or when does that happen?
I've heard of that kind of scenario in coronial inquests.
Yeah, gotcha.
But I've never seen it happen in a criminal trial. And I don't think it can happen. I'll stand corrected.
I think I've watched too much Law and Order. I think that's what it is.
Can you plead the fifth?
Can you plead the fifth? If you live in America, maybe.
No, actually, it's a really good advice this morning. If you want to hear that again on the listener app, LISTNR. Dave, I got to give you a hats off for that, mate. That was actually
a really
good topic.
Really good issue. Yeah, well done.
No, really good topic. Have you been asked?
No. Let's squash that rumor now. Okay?
Have you been subpoenaed or something that we need to talk about?
No. It just came to me in a blinding light.
Okay. All right. Hear that again on the listener app, LISTNR. Thank you, Steve. We'll have you back again for Cop Chat soon. Thank you.
No worries.
All right, Jay and Dave for Brekkie. Coldplay right now at Triple M. Morning.